Thank you, Will, and good afternoon, everybody. I have only 3 points that I want to make this afternoon. The first point is Barclays is a 300-year-old institution, and you don't get to be a 300-year-old institution if you're not able to innovate and respond to the challenges and opportunities that life presents you. On a more personal note, I would say that we are all concerned about the very significant challenges that face both the UK, but in particular the developed world. Those challenges are, of course, economic, they are demographic, and they are around climate and the environment. And, of course, those challenges have long tails to them. And our view is that those long tails strain the institutions that we have today, whether they're political, in civil society, or in business. And the answer to that is to take a much longer-term perspective. So my first point is, not only are we very committed to innovation, but we believe that an initiative that has a time frame of 2025 is just the sort of initiative that we need to start to tackle some of these problems in the collaborative way that Will articulated. Second point, although I mentioned that Barclays is inherently an innovative organization, the banking world is generally not. In my part of banking, retail and business banking, often things like dog bowls in the branches pass for innovation. Now, at Barclays, we did launch the first ATM in the world, we did launch the first credit card in Europe and so on, but we are committed to putting innovation right back at the heart of our business for the benefit of our customers, and rather like the previous speaker, we too are doing that in a world of very, very intense change. My third point, as a bank, we finance and support many, many innovative and entrepreneurial activities around the world. We are, at this moment, funding a lot of work in the sustainability space, whether that's alternative energies like wind power and so on. Biotech is another area. And helping small entrepreneurs get started. I remember meeting one of our customers who had started up a small business providing skincare products for children. And we were able to help her expand her range and grow her business. We do a lot of that, and we would say that we do it very well. But I'm committing here today to go back into my organization, conduct an audit of our activities in those spaces, and try and, in partnership with this initiative, look for opportunities to improve what we do to support the flow of innovation. So, in conclusion, Barclays is very proud and excited to be part of this initiative, and we look forward to making the UK a real hub and powerhouse of innovation and using that to turbocharge our economy and thus return growth and return good employment prospects for future generations to the UK. Thank you very much.